What ruffles our feathers? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What ruffles our feathers? Are our feathers ruffled by the unhappy experiences that take place in our life? Are our feathers ruffled by seeing the world not at peace? Are our feathers ruffled by being disturbed over what goes on in the outer world? As we walk as I walk the meditation path around the University of Healing campus each morning, the path that I walk along is smooth and beautiful, and we take the drag and you know, make it smooth after a rain or whatever, and make it pleasant. And then, lately, last few days, we experienced the Border Patrol bringing their horses to the edge of our property, unloading them, and then taking their horses and riding on our meditation trails. Now, the meditation trails have a few little gopher tracks underneath it and a few little other things, and as the horses' hoofs come along, they crunch down into those gopher holes and they make sort of deep holes, and they walk along our path and they sort of are like a mix master and beating up the soil so that it's soft and not hard and firm and pleasant to walk on. And as they do this, and oh yes, they like to drop their horse apples here and there and make the path into a private bathroom, you know. It's quite an experience. And really, they don't accomplish anything, because when they're sitting up there on their horses, the international travelers who are around can see them all the more clearly and know that they're there and become very silent, snickering behind a bush or something, so they're not seen. Well, they sort of defeat the purpose, but that's their business. Our business is when we see these horses' hoofs all over our meditation paths, surrounding the 3 miles of meditation paths that I walk each morning, it could be distressing. It could be disturbing. It could say to me, oh, why do they do things like that? They don't have to. This is our private property that we have bought for our meditation trails, and why do they do that? And of course, they do that because we have within us a feeling that this is not our private meditation trails. We feel that this is not something that we have dedicated and blessed and loved. We feel that they can do this, but they can't. We've been here 30 years now, and they haven't done this maybe once every 3 or 4 years. And when they do it, it's usually when there's an attitude around that is inharmonious. If I look at their tracks and I am disturbed by them, then their tracks can touch me. Their tracks can touch this absolute philosopher and make me think negative thoughts. I could speak my word and say that they would never come on our property, but that's not what I want to speak my word for. I speak my word for what I want to happen. I say, this is a beautiful meditative trail, and everyone who walks on this beautiful meditative trail is absolutely in harmony with our philosophy and with the program we have here on the campus of the University of Healing, on the campus of the Absolute Monastery. When I say such things, then it seems like years go by before anyone comes along and disturbs the trail in an untoward way. Everything is in perfect harmony and peace. But when the campus, for some reason, has a little bit of inharmony, either through the people that we have here as our guests, or ourselves, or our hired helpers, if any of them have negative attitudes, those negative attitudes shine forth on our campus. You say, well, what a way to go. it seems like you don't have any control. You don't have any control over what sort of things happen on the campus. Well, we could, and it would be very easy to do it. We could surround this campus with our pure white light of love, and we could say that only people come on this campus who are harmonious with the campus, and we could surround this campus with our pure white light of love and say everyone who comes on this campus is harmonious with our program. We could surround this campus with our pure white light of love and say everyone who comes on this campus is harmonious with our program. We do that, and it functions. And then we read about the problems of the world. We hear about the problems, and people come and tell us their difficulties rather than what they would like to experience. And somehow we take these things into our heart. And we don't let go of the past. Oh, that is really the killer of it all. When we live in the past, and we're living today in the past, we bring all of the dissatisfaction of the past into the present, and then everything goes awry. Everything goes haywire. Everything is out of balance. But when we can live in the now, when we can say, this is, for instance, this is the campus of the University of Healing, and it is love and peace and harmony. And everyone who walks on these campus grounds is instantly healed, is instantly whole, is instantly perfect. Can you say that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? You see, every one of us live in a house of some sort or other. And that house, our houses are on campus here. Your houses are wherever you are. And if you will bless your house, I oftentimes travel around the world giving seminars in different cities of the United States and the world. And as I do this, the seminar sponsor invites me to their home usually, and I stay in their home. And they take care of me during the seminar activities. And one of the gifts that I give them, and I offered the gift, and they take it or not, and you all, I don't know time, they haven't taken it, but I say, I will bless your house. Oh, please do. But now, really, I'm going to bless your house. I'm going to go through every drawer. I'm going to open up every door. I'm going to look in every box. I'm going to go in the cellar and the attic. I'm going to go in every closet and every room and every nook and cranny. And if I miss any, you should tell me, because we don't want to leave one space that is not absolutely blessed. But why must you be so nosy going into my closets, going into my drawers, going into the secret places? Well, if you don't want me to bless your house and just do a half-baked job, that's one thing. But if you want a complete job, then give me access to all. I am not the slightest bit concerned of the dust. I'm not the slightest bit concerned about where you have your secrets or where things are that are a little strange to someone else. I don't judge, and I don't look to judge. All I do is surround it with my pure white light of love and bless it completely. But do you have to do it that way? No. I can stand outside of your house and never come into it. And I can give it a soaking with my blessing and seeing all of it being absolutely perfect, absolutely wonderful, absolutely fantastic. And it is so. But if you think that any part might have been missed, and a rat can be in there, a mouse, bugs, ants, things that you don't want, termites, then we didn't do a good job. Herb, you cover bugs, ants, termites, and stuff like that? Nope. I only cover the pure white light of love in all areas of my life and my world. And if I am invited, I bless your home. I bless your life. Otherwise, I don't care about your house. I don't care about your world. I have no interest whatsoever even when you stay with me? Well, wherever I am when I stay with you, I surround it with my pure white light of love, and it is blessed, that's true. But unless you ask me to stick my nose in your business, I do not. I surround you with my pure white light of love when you're in my presence and when you're in my world. And I see everything in divine order for you, because that is what I do with anyone with whom I am associated in any way. And just because I bless you and I surround you with my pure white light of love, just because I do that, that doesn't mean you're going to accept it. Because if I say, and this is not what I really want to say, but if I say, do not be disturbed by the hoofs of the horses as they're walking on your meditation path. In other words, be disturbed. If you just say, this is my meditation path, and it's beautiful and good, and I walk up and down and here and there and all around, and it is all in divine order. And under my feet, it is all in divine order. Under my feet, it is perfect. But you coming along after me may not find it so. You may find it as the appearance might give it. It's up to you. If you want to bless yourself totally, and be untouched by the world around you. Be untouched by the things that are going on in your universe. Don't judge. Those are negative statements that are difficult not to make, but be touched by all the beauty, the goodness, the magnificence of your world. Be touched by everything, and judge all with righteous judgment, if such exists. And that is, all is good and very good. All is good and there is nothing bad to make the comparison with good. It just is. All is and is. And you see, when we do that, then we're untouched by those horses on our path. We're untouched by anything in life. And our home is blessed absolutely and completely. I was in one house, and I blessed the home, and blessed every little nook and cranny. And then in the young boy's room, there was a picture on the wall, painted in black and dark red. And it was a gruesome picture. It was a picture of his mother, and while the likeness was there, the frame in which it was done, the blackness and the redness and so on, was just heavy and overwhelming. And she said, I don't understand why my son is having nightmares at night and why he can't sleep. I don't understand why my son is having bedwetting problems and all these things. And I say, well, come with me. And I'd say, if you had such a picture looking down at you every night, not that the mother is not a wonderful person, but the painting in the background with the blacks and reds, it would frighten you. And then you get your balance back when you realize, hey, that's just Mom in one of her black moods. Well, the black mood should have been thrown in the trash can, burned, destroyed long ago, and only the good moods remain. So you see, when you're blessing a house, you run into those little things, and you could bless it, like the Dorian Gray picture, but that's not the answer. If that which is distressing and disturbing is there, release it, let it go, and claim only for yourself the truth that you are, the love that you are, the joy that you are, and be untouched by the horse's hoofs as they leave their track, and be touched rather by the fact that you walk on a glorious meditation path and your feet virtually don't even touch the ground, and your heart is soaring into the spacelessness of your being, and you live in purity and goodness now and forevermore. Fun, huh? I love you. I love you. I love you.